Ricordo, non sono tutti i tutti ricordo. Mi auguro che il fatto che pensiamo di lasciare, che tutti noi di tutti noi di 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 noi
di
noi di noi di noi di noi di noi di noi
di noi
di noi
di noi
di noi di noi di noi di noi di noi
di noi
Never mind, bring your kitchen right here, quarterly.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I got it up there.
No. Set it down in the case.
Okay.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
How are you, Kitty?
Tired.
You're a very pretty girl, Kitty.
Oh, yes.
There's a write-up about your husband in the kitchen right here, quarterly, isn't it?
Oh?
A whole great big long article.
Oh. What else to say about you?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. Actually, Suffer told me about the news just about as recent as
uh-huh.
And they printed my picture. Thanks.
Thanks, Walter, or what?
Yeah, what's your name, George?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, please. What's your first name?
Thanks, Walter, or what?
Yeah, I'll send him a copy. Certainly taking your time, Mildred.
I think you need to take a joke. There's a pretty funny one here about two Irishmen were catches. M.B. Taylor's moink, and what was the matter of you this morning?
Nice teeth, but southern things.
Oh?
They're here and everything.
Wonder I never come across it. I skimmed through the whole magazine. In this joke, Pat says, M.B. Jabber's moik, and what was the matter of
Edith Hyland?
Find out.
Yep. It's called Edith Takes Shooters of...
What's that?
This is
not
my picture.
What
do you want? 50
say. Well, here's a fella.
Holding up the numbers.
What kind of sloppiness is this?
There's certainly no picture of you.
The halfway editor up there in Chicago must be a lunatic.
Wonder why the fella's holding up that number.
Number 786.
Well, that's the way they have pictures of convicts, isn't it?
There's Victor R. Gook on his name.
Oh, perhaps there's two Victor R. Gooks.
Two Victor R. Gooks at 14. Two Victor R. Gooks down where I work. Don't you think it highly improbable that if there were two Victor R. Gooks working in my office, I'd be aware of the other Victor R. Gooks?
I don't care. Don't jump down my collar.
Drop it, is what it is. I'm excited about it, though.
Yeah.
Need a street shooter from class 14.
Uh-huh.
Got punch, huh?
Yeah.
Need a street shooter from class 14.
Uh-huh.
And then underneath here in smaller letters, they grow in big, rough, tough bananas out there in the middle of the west.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I thought it was supposed to be you a sure ball head. Gosh, that's a sloppy way to run a magazine. Print the wrong picture.
Yeah.
Same brain editor certainly went to sleep that trip.
Oh,
it could be me.
Now, hey.
I fancy I see a sort of a resemblance to myself.
Between you and this man?
A vague resemblance, of course. Magazine readers.
But this man hasn't any hair.
No, I know he hasn't, but if you kind of squint your eyes and scrutinize the picture through kind of a blur, you get a hazy impression.
People aren't going to squint their eyes and scrutinize the picture through kind of a blur and get any impression this bald-headed man is.
Oh, well. Are you trying to stop it now? Then he's done.
Yeah.
Well, want to hear the article?
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I
want to
hear.
How about you, Louise?
Oh, yes.
Need a street shooter from plant 14.
Mm.
They grow on big, rough, tough bananas out there in the middle west.
Huh?
In the Arctic Stash.
Huh.
How soon would you like that?
It is.
Pay attention. Extend your hand to the printed page, friend, and press the flesh of Victor R. Gook, just about as competent and all-round good fella as you'll meet of the whole consign organization. Hey, that's a bang-up beginning, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of foolish to think of anybody extending their hand to the printed page, though.
Is it?
Don't make sense.
You're a wonderful literary critic, little man, and we all respect your opinion. I wonder if you'd mind writing those opinions out neatly on a piece of clean white paper. When you're finished, kindly take your piece of clean white paper outdoors and deposit it in the garden box.
Hmm.
Are you any more questions?
I never asked any questions.
That's the way I like to see a magazine article fat out there.
Uh-huh.
Written in bold, red-blooded style. Grips your attention right off the bat.
Hmm.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend, and press the flesh of Victor R. Gook, just about as competent and all-around good fella as you'll meet in the whole consign organization.
Uh-huh.
He's no namby-pamby milk-top mama's boy, this newcomer. Around plant 14, there the lads call him Tornado.
Well, that's not true, is it?
Tornado Gook is this gent, Andrew. And don't stand too close to the guy wires, folks, or you might get burnt.
That's not true, is it? People don't call you any such a nickname, do they?
No, but, oh, what's the difference?
The author of this article is using his imagination to affect his own.
He sure used his imagination when he printed that picture of the ball-headed song.
Once again, we hear a voice from the picture, you see. Tornado Cook, is this just paddle? Don't stand too close to the guy while I spoke, or you might get burnt. Stuff like this is called literary license.
Papa.
He plays the game hard, but he plays it fair. A man's man is old Tornado Cook. He say, Judy.
Why?
I'd like to listen to him.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, why?
I want to listen to that, Rita.
You do it, right.
Okay. Whip over the magazine now.
All right, here, Rita.
Shoot. Let's see you.
Hope we're not keeping you awake.
That's all.
What do you mean a topic?
A man's man is old Tornado Cook.
Begin at the beginning.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend.
Tighten it off.
Oh, shucks.
Tighten it off.
Me is a state shooter from Plant 14.
Hmm?
They go on big, rough, tough, and honest out there in the Middle West.
Mm-hmm.
Extend your hand to the printed page, friend, and press the flesh of Victor R. Cook. Just about as confident and all-around good fella as you'll meet in the whole Sunshine organization. He's known Andy Tammy Milksot, Mama's Boy, this customer, around Plant 14 there, the last column, Tornado.
Oh.
Tornado Cook is this gent's handle, and don't stand too close to the guy wires, folks, or you might get burnt. He plays the game hard, but he plays it fair. A man's man is old Tornado Cook. Although only 4 feet 11 inches tall, Vic Cook is quite an athlete.
What's this?
Huh?
Three days yet.
That's the beginning.
No foolish.
That's it. Although standing only 4 feet 11 inches tall, Vic Cook is quite
an athlete. What kind of athlete flapping as we got now?
That's terrible short, ain't it? 4 feet 11 inches?
Yeah.
Three days, nice.
Vic Cook is quite an athlete. Specializing in the broad jump and the hammer throw.
Oh, yes. Do that.
He was born in Fort Washington, Wisconsin, on December the 12th, 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 on December the 12th,